Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Whatever you do, let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Don't the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
It's Kev.
And Newberg.
How y'all feeling, baby?
I'm feeling. Feeling good, man. Feeling real undefeated, bit.
Hey.
What about you, Josh?
I'm feeling good, man. A game closer to 500. I mean, hey, life is good right now.
Life is good.
Almost 500, baby.
Well, you get to 500, and y'all reschedule that ULM game, dog. So I think you're going bowling.
I can't complain right now, Kev. I can't complain.
Bums.
That ULM game might actually serve.
We all
as
cages
like the
that weekend. Yeah, we all cages that weekend too. I'm cheering my ass off for them boys.
Is that the weekend of like the championship games?
Yeah.
Cause you fly her out there, and,
and it's at home. You know, bro. You know, even TJ's not going to be at that game.
TJ going to be there.
You think?
TJ ain't got shit to do, man. What are he going to do?
Y'all want to be in San Diego that week. You shut your mouth.
TJ.
He's because that last weekend, that might be Jimbo's last weekend in Tallahassee, so he might go up there and fight TJ's ass for real if he is there. So that is smart to not be there, TJ.
So, Kev, man. I'm
going to Texas A&M.
Kev, I'm on the verge of buying into these Canes, man. I think, you know, that was a good game against Virginia Tech. I think they're going to beat Notre Dame, and I'm ready to buy in.
Let's go.
I'm almost ready.
All right. So you think they're going to beat Notre Dame, but you haven't.
They got to prove to me something. They got to prove it.
So if they beat Notre Dame, you're all
in. They prove it to me. Yeah, then I'm in. I'm buying.
So if they beat Notre Dame, you'll say that they're going to the ACC? They'll represent
I'm buying.
ACC.
I'm buying all the way in if they beat Notre Dame.
I see you're on Bill King, and you predicted Canes to win by double digits.
Hey, man, that's. Come on.
Yeah, no one listens to that. No one listens to Bill King.
Hey, I can't let the big know that I predict the Canes to win just yet.
Okay, don't tell them.
I did, though. Were you surprised when you heard that?
Yeah.
Out of your chair?
No, I didn't fall out of nothing. I was just driving, bitch. I heard that shit. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, it's time to buy in, baby.
I'm almost there.
Notre Dame's not coming down here and winning this shit.
I don't think
this defense plays.
I don't think so.
Play. They ain't seen a defense like this.
Well, Georgia was pretty good.
Georgia's a decent defense. They're not as good as Miami on defense.
No, I meant they're pretty good defense. But yeah, we'll see.
We will see.
So the big question, though, Kev. The big question everybody wants to know: will you be there?
Yeah, we're gonna be there.
Who's we?
I'm gonna be there.
You just said we.
Yeah, we, me. Me and my people.
Hey, man, you got my ticket, right?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see what's up.
What the fuck going on, bro?
What is that?
Oh, that's a hot ticket right now.
What? So you have one for Silk, but he might not get it?
You already stiffed me, bro.
No, I ain't going to stiff you, bro. That's a hot ticket.
So what's up with the respect, man? Miami's still not getting it right now. You were pissed off last show about Miami's ranking. So what'd you think about the playoff rankings last night?
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think seven's good enough, man. I don't see how TCU's ranked above them. I don't see how – I mean, TCU's lost to a three-loss Iowa team, Iowa State team. Clemson's in the top four. They've lost to a five-loss Syracuse team.
Mm-hmm.
But Miami controls their own destiny. So they win, they're in, you know what I mean? They win this week, they can't
keep you're right.
top four. And then if they win this week and they win the ACC, there's no way you can keep them out. So
why you think they got y'all ranked? Where y'all ranked at? Like, why you think they're doing that?
I don't know. Because
I think a couple reasons.
Yeah, I mean, they're waiting for the last shoe to drop, like during the Al Golden years. People hate Miami. I mean, you can listen, you can watch ESPN right now, and they're calling a team that with no arrest thugs and convicts, a team full of student athletes. They're calling them thugs. They're calling them convicts. Not a single arrest. So, I mean, there's some racial undertones there.
Yeah, care about the man. It's a Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter fucking bowl game here, man.
That's what I mean. He's
trying to.
I'm not
play with that chip on your shoulder, Kev. I'm not doing it. Well, here's what I think. Here's why I honestly think they didn't make it. I think, one, because Miami's new to the scene. Look at all the programs that are ranked ahead of Miami. They kind of been outside of Notre Dame, but Notre Dame gets preferential treatment all the damn time. But outside of them, I mean, everybody else kind of been relevant for the last couple of years, whereas Miami hasn't. Now they're making their surge. I agree. They're making the committee have to prove it to them. And I was thinking today, basically at this point, Miami's in the playoffs right now, Kev. I mean, like every week right now, if Miami loses, they're out.
Well, it's a playoff elimination game.
Yeah, for both every game from here on out is an elimination game for Miami in terms of making the playoffs.
Yeah, so this is one for Miami and Notre Dame, and then the one against Clemson will be for both teams. But, yeah, Miami's in a
– Yeah, but if Miami loses this one, they're done. Like, there's no chance of them making the playoffs.
Right, even if they lose a close one to number three. What if they lose a close one to number three and then they beat Clemson in the ACC?
Nah, I don't think so. Because of the fact that people aren't buying Miami just off this one year. Right or wrong, they're just not. I'm just – you know, that's facts.
Yeah. Probably. No, I believe you.
You should.
I do. I happen to this time.
Good. So can I come if Silk doesn't go?
Say what?
Could I? Would you take me to the game if Silk doesn't go?
But we'll have to talk off air, dog.
I'll wear a turnover chain.
Yeah, you got one.
I asked my parents for one for Hanukkah. I could get it early. I'm sure that shit's on layaway somewhere.
Jesus. AJ the jeweler.
Shit. Yeah. My parents got it on layaway right now. Just making payments.
Yeah, so last night I was watching fucking, I was fresh off the bone. I was calling Netflix. They had this new movie on it called Rip. Y'all seen that shit yet? Rip? The Phase on Love?
What does that do?
It's a stoner flick, bro. Oh, funny geez. As fuck.
What do you mean a stoner flick? Like a movie that they smoke weed in or a movie that you like to watch when you smoke weed? Or both.
It's a combination of both. But, yeah, it's a weed movie. But, I mean, stoner flicks pretty much a combination of both, I think. Because I think Superbad's a stoner flick, but it's not really no weed in it like that. Right?
Yeah, I think, it's more of like one of those high school drinking movies, I think. But,
you know
what
movie? All right, so when I have watched, when I watch like Borat, bro, high, I think that's the funniest fucking movie.
That's a stoner flick.
But if I watch that, I watched that shit sober one time, and I thought it was the stupidest shit I've ever fucking seen. Bitch, when I'm gone off them edibles, though, and I watch that shit, bro, I fucking have a stroke watching that shit, bro.
So what's your favorite stoner movies of all time? Give me your top three.
Oh, shit.
Of all time.
All time, can I lump the Friday trilogy into one?
Friday would probably be in one of mine for sure.
Friday. Damn, say Half Baked.
Okay.
Shit.
I'll tell you one that I don't think either of you two will have. Probably my number one stoner movie in this genre would be Grandma's Boy. You guys ever seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Watch Grandma's Boy. Watch it. It's hilarious. You'll love it.
I mean, How High is probably my third one. It's off the top of my head. How High,
that one.
Friday Trilogy, and Half Baked.
Those are good. Those are good. But check out Grandma's Boy. I'm telling you.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out tonight. Kev, what you got?
So, yeah, so just like movies I like to watch that I think that when I'm high, though, right? Because
just pick three funny.
Everyone you said was they all got weed in them and shit. So I'm trying to like think real quick and shit. Yeah, I think Borat has got to be one of them, bro, because I've seen that shit sober and it's stupid as fuck. But when I watched it not too long ago on weed, man, that shit was funny.
Step Brothers, I think, is up there for me. Step Brothers up there for me, too. Step Brothers funny as fuck.
That shit is the Hangover, dog. The Hangover, fuck.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. So hold on. Speaking of getting high, who we hiring in Gainesville? So what's going on over there? Seeing some shit on the timeline this week.
Yeah, man. It's still the same names. Only three names we're hearing right now. Behind the scenes is pretty much Frost, Chip Kelly, and Bob Stoops are the three names that's pretty much floating around. I think there's some misdirection there, though.
That I heard, like, in the last 24 hours. Is that just fans just talking to hear Ooh. Themselves talk? Lane Kiffin.
Oh, awesome. Kiffin don't have a shit. Anybody with a brain knows Kiffin don't have a shot at this job. We have to probably miss on, like, 12 guys for Kiffin to get a call.
I agree. All right, so let's play a game. Best case, worst case. So, best case scenario in your opinion and worst case scenario in your opinion.
Right now I got like those three that I named, Stoops, Chip Kelly, and Frost, I think are like a home run hires.
Either
of those three, I'm ecstatic. Mm-hmm. Worst case is Dan Mullen still. I don't fucking want Dan Mullen. I'll lump Dan Mullen with Mike Norvell. I'm not going to like that hire either. Fuck that. So those two are worst case scenario.
Yeah, that's funny because from my perspective, like if you're from my perspective from the FSU side of things, like who would I most want Florida to hire and who would I least want Florida to hire? And I think I would be most happy if Florida hired Dan Mullen because I think Dan Mullen's just more of the same. I think while he's a good coach, he's a great offensive mind. I just don't think the ceiling is very high for Dan Mullen at Florida. The guy that I'd be least excited about Florida hiring would probably be Willie Taggart, to be honest with you. Willie Taggart has proved that he can recruit because of what he did at USF. He's a Florida boy, you know, from Manatee County, and he's gone on to continue to recruit really well at Oregon. He dealt with some adversity right when he got there. There was some controversy. He seems to have gotten through all that. And I just think Willie Taggart in the orange and blue is pretty damn dangerous.
Yeah, I like Willie. I stated my case for Willie on the timeline throughout the week. But I just think the only thing with Willie, when you look at the numbers, and plus the loss he just had the other night.
He had three points.
The passing numbers, even at USF, when he was winning, it wasn't high. He got points, but his passing numbers were kind of average at best. So, I mean, I like what Willie can bring to the table as far as recruiting and everything, though. And I think one day he's going to end back up in the state eventually.
Mm-hmm. But right now, I think in a couple of years when
Jimbo's saying Texas A&M job this year.
Yeah, maybe this year. We'll see, man.
So what are we looking at? Like, what's the timetable? When can we expect – when do you think something's going to go down?
In my opinion, if it goes past this Sunday, the guy's Frost. That's pretty much it. So pretty much if nothing's said by Sunday, it's Frost.
So if like we don't hear about a Dan Mullen contract between now and Sunday, you think
it's not Dan Mullen's not in it? So I don't. Dan Mullen's not in it.
I'm
at
trying
all.
To speak it into existence. Damn.
But
here's my thing, because two of the guys are unemployed, so you can name those right away. If it's one of those guys, Bob Stoops and Chip Kelly are both unemployed. So that could be named next week. You know what I'm saying? Early next week. So if it goes past next Sunday, I think it's somebody that's got a job.
I was talking to a college coach yesterday morning, and he was telling me that Frost is going to Nebraska. And we were going back and forth, and I just – maybe I'm biased because I'm a Florida home raised and all that, but I just cannot – and I know he went there and he had a great career, but I just can't fathom a coach right now picking Nebraska over Florida?
I mean, it just depends on what type of guy he is, in my opinion. I mean, you had those like Chris Peterson that was at Boise. Those some guys just they're fine with being at a decent job and overachieving. You know what I'm saying? At that type of spot. But the Nick Sabans, the Jimbo Fishers, the Urban Meyers, they take the biggest job available. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna want the big job on the big stage so they can win big. So it just depends on what type of guy you got. He could be wound a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. So is there a wild card out there? Like if something weird happened and these three guys turn it down or they move on from these three, is there a wild card out there? Like some unknown, like a Norvell, would you say he would be the wild card right now?
Yeah, he could be the wild card, but to me, I don't like the hire. I think that's a piss poor hire. If it's Norvell, but he's a wild card, yeah. But a lot of shit got to happen right now for Norvell to get a call.
Yeah.
We'll be cracking out like a motherfucker.
And you think they hold this class together? What do you think, the recruiting class?
Out of that top 3 months, I think we keep the class together.
Right.
It's going to have to be a splash higher. You're not going to keep the class together with Norvell, so I just think it's going to be a splash higher. I think Strickland understand, you know what I'm saying, what's at stake and how the fans feeling. So I think it's going to be a splash.
Got to win the press conference.
Got to. He got to put his mark on the program, man. I mean, this is his baby right now. So we'll see what he do.
Yeah. So what QB are you starting this week? If you're head coach Randy Shannon, who are you starting?
I'm going to have Big Kush in the air.
If you're Randy?
Might as well.
Shit, why not?
Yeah. Randy could go out there and smoke a blunt on the fucking sideline, dog. What they going to say to him?
Yeah. He don't want that job. You can tell he doesn't want that job. I watched him coach that last game, and you can just tell he has no desire to coach at the University of Florida. The way he was calling that shit.
You think he was calling something?
He was calling timeouts. That's about the only thing.
Oh, that motherfucker, he'll waste a fucking timeout on your ass.
Boy, he's pulling that tee up.
he'll waste a timeout on you. That's Randy. That's a Randy special right there, bro.
In the first minute of the third quarter.
Y'all watch the third quarter of that game?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
What going on?
I ain't watched the first quarter of that shit.
I had to find some joy in my weekend.
Shit, man, I hit it. I was at Twin Peaks, baby. Big vibes.
We know. I think the whole timeline knows that you were at Twin Peaks.
I tweeted about Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a foggy day, bro.
Yeah, you had to change your cell number, huh?
Shit, you hung up.
I don't understand what just happened.
The feds are watching. Hung up. The feds are watching, don't worry.
Feds is watching. All right, we got packed shows this week, right?
That's right, baby.
Man, it's Clemson week. It's rivalry week. I don't have time for you guys. How many points FSU going to win by? How you feeling today, Kev?
About what? About
FSU going on the road to Clemson.
The boys about to get baptized out there by Dabo.
Pastor Sweeney?
Yeah, I think Jimbo's going to end up punching a fan this week, dog. I think this is the week.
No, they're on the road, bro.
Yeah, he might punch one of them. I think it's going to be his last.
TJ won't be there.
Yeah, but I think this is his last game coaching for Florida State.
He's not going to make it to Delaware State?
No, I think he's going to take the Texas A&M job before that.
No, they just rescheduled ULM. You know he's going to make it to December 5. He really wants that game.
No, I think Brewster's going to be the interim by then.
Could you imagine? Jesus.
Fucking Christ.
The Fighting Brewsters?
Oh, my God. It's fucking awesome.
He'll be getting those tweets off like Donald Trump if Jimbo's gone. Imagine if they let him in charge of the school Twitter account. Jeez.
Fuck.
But, yeah. Clemson this weekend, I think it's going to be a blowout. I can't see any reason to believe that Florida State could win this game. I was trying to, like, picture scenarios in my head where Florida State could win this game. Like, I just can't. That D-line for Clemson, their mobile quarterback – They're potent wide receivers. Like, geez, it's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a Crowder cocktail before the game for sure.
Fuck, man. Please fucking tell me what that shit fucking tastes like.
Yeah. I'm going to fight somebody, too.
I'll never fucking have one of those.
Why?
Just because I got a crock pot, bro.
If you go to the game this weekend, I think you should.
I'm not drinking that. I don't give a fuck where I'm at.
Do it for the pod. All right. We do have a big show. We got former Florida State defensive tackle Travis Johnson going to come talk to us. I'm really excited to talk to Will Thrill Hill.
His name's Randall fucking Thrill Hill. But yeah.
Will's the only one that Silk acknowledges. But we got Randall Hill coming on the show. And
never heard of a Randall.
Only Will?
Will the Thrill.
But no, we got Randall Hill on the show. He is a federal agent, so you might want to dip out for that one, Silk.
And then who else we got? We got Clemson Tom.
Clemson.
That's me speaking to my lawyer first, bro.
There's no P in that. There's no P in that.
He said, well, no one.
And then I think we're going to have Dan Thompson on, another regular that covers the Florida Gators. So big show, big show. You got that. What do you got going on, Silk? You all right? Kind of quiet.
I'm vibing, dog. Big cushion out, man. I'm vibing, dog.
Sound like you're about to start drooling on yourself. Let's go.
All right, we out here. Let's ride.
Yo, and we're back on the Big Three Roll-Up. We got our first guest of the evening. We have former Florida State legend, defensive tackle Travis Johnson. I'm going to talk a little bit about you, Travis, because we got some young listeners. Some of these kids were probably shitting your pants when you enrolled at Florida State in 2000.
Shit his pants?
Shitting their pants.
Shit Travis. They're young.
But anyway, for those that don't know, Travis was a first-team All-American from 2000 to 2004, his senior year. He had 18 tackles for loss, 10 career sacks, drafted in the first round by the Houston Texans. Travis had a six-year NFL career, four with Houston and two with San Diego. Travis, how you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. We're doing pretty good. I'm doing good tonight, but overall, you know, it's been a rough season.
Hey, uphill sled, man.
You ain't lying. So what's just your general impressions of this season from your point of view?
Oh, man. Where do I start from? Hold on. Let me walk out of here. Where do I start when you talk about?
Hey, we curse on here. You can curse. You can curse if you have to. We curse on here.
Oh, it's a podcast. I forgot. It is a podcast. It's the thing you do when you do a podcast.
Yeah, man. We got no
I mean, oh, shit, where do I start? From offensive line play to, you know, getting, you know, we got there. I mean, we got Francois hurt at the end of the year. That hurt more than the loss itself because now we're behind the eight ball. I don't know, man. It seems like to me, man, the football IQ just isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point or another, like, there's a disconnect from – what the coaches are trying to teach the kids and what the kids are actually putting in play on the field. You know what I mean?
I fully agree. The word disconnect is exactly what I've been using when I talk about just the coaches and the players. There's some sort of disconnect.
Well, you know what? That's because, you know, and I don't blame the coaches, man. You know, I think it's the culture right now. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's the culture. Like, these kids don't know their why. Like, you know, they have to find their why. To be able to be motivated, you know what I mean, to play. Like, why do you play? You know what I mean? Like, you know, for me, I played because I wanted to be rich. I played because I wanted to get some pussy on Wednesday when I walked in the union.
Preach.
I played because I wanted, you know what I mean? Like, I played because I wanted to be the man. You know what I mean? I played because I wanted to whoop the man in front of me. You know what I mean?
Shit, I want
to
play now.
Shit, me too. Yeah. That shit sounds great.
Yeah, dude.
You know, but I think these kids, their why is they want likes and retweets. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They want likes and retweets.
Definitely better.
Instead of being, no question, instead of trying to be legendary. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
they're doing it for the RT.
Legendary on that canvas.
Yeah. What? So, and another thing I think is this, you know, the class that's kind of the leaders of the elder, I shouldn't say leaders, but the older group of players on this team kind of got to Florida State the year after the national championship. So they kind of rode the wave. They didn't struggle like LaMarcus Joyner, Timmy Jernigan, Nick O'Leary and some of these kids that when they arrived at FSU in 2011, 2012, you know? So I think part of it is that as well with the recruiting process and all the likes and retweets, which you're talking about. I think none of these kids have really struggled in their time at FSU.
Well, they've been struggling ever since. I mean, let's not be fooled, man. Like all the stuff that we've seen, mm-hmm. it's been going on since the year after the national championship game. You know, when you think about it, I mean, you remember the year we got our ass waxed by Oregon. I mean, it was the same stuff that's going on now mm-hmm. that went on. You know what I'm saying? So those guys were on the field at that time and all of those same things. And then when it didn't get corrected then, it just became, you know, over the years, it's just been worse and worse and worse, and it continues to get worse. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think – and now it's to the point where – You gotta have like somewhere or another. These kids somebody needs to come here and change the culture. It's unfathomable to me. That you don't want to put your hand in the dirt and whoop the man in front of you.
So you
like,
can't fight
like Mickey.
No. Go. I want to hear about Mickey and what Mickey.
Oh
did.
No, I'm just saying like that was Mickey's thing. Like everybody, he's like, oh, what did Mickey Andrews do? Mickey Andrews just made us tough. You know what I mean? Like, we already had tough people, but it was to the point where he made you feel like you was a world beater. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way I'm going to let this man – you know what? Everybody says, oh, there's too many individuals in this game, too many individuals. You know, they complain. But you know what? I wish they had individuals playing on this team. I wish they had individuals. Guess what? It's 11 one-on-one fights.
Yep.
You do your job. When you line up, if you have three techniques and your assignment is – either be squeeze A or get upfield or slant to the A gap or you know what I mean, or if you're the linebacker, if you gotta drop into the three receiver hook, that's your job. Win your job. That's mm-hmm. all you do. Win your job. If you can win your fight, your one on one fight, and don't worry about everybody else. Just do what you're supposed to do. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then and all of a sudden everything will take care of itself.
I like to say that in those, you know, the fans get real frustrated with Charles Kelly on third and longs and whatnot. But at the end of the day, the way I see it is you got Josh Sweat and you got Brian Burns, two All-Americans.
Man, Josh Sweat been hurt, man, for years, man. So Josh Sweat still got that little pig leg and nobody's saying nothing.
Yeah.
And you can believe
what's wrong with his leg?
Man, you know, he had that bum knee ever since he got in here. And they should have
blew out his knee
from his freshman year. He should never played his freshman year. They should have redshirted him, let him rehab all year, because every year is something with his knee. I mean, the kid has been, 4 years removed from getting his knee surgery? And still wearing a knee brace every day?
So Jimbo running these boys into the ground?
Nah,
I mean, that happened in his senior year of high school.
It happened in high school, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm trying to figure out, why is it 4 years later this kid still got a knee brace on? At some point, you gotta take the seatbelt off, man, and let it go. If it ain't ready, then sit down. Because I watched last week when the quarterback somebody pushed him out of the pocket. He's running around. He's backing up, and Sweat is running at him, and you can clearly see the gimp in his name in his stride. And I'm sitting there like,
you can see it when he walks on the practice field.
Yeah, like this, like he's every play he's the last person off the ball. He's the last. Like, to this day, I've yet to see him get off the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not his fault. Like, I don't blame Josh Sweat. I just blame – it's just – at some point, it's like Willie Jones Jr.'s hip. You know, Willie Jones, he probably would have been a great player. But he had old flicked hip. So then now, all of a sudden, guess what? It just didn't work out. Yeah, Josh Sweat is making a lot of plays. But at the end of the day, it is what it is right now. I mean, the kid's been banged up. He's doing the best he can. You know, Brian Burns is, I mean, he's not the most stoutest at the point of attack, but he plays hard. You know what I mean? I just think there's a lot of tweaks. And, I tell fans all the time, Coach Kelly ain't going nowhere. He's going to be the defensive coordinator next year. Now,
you think so? You really
think so? Yeah, he's going to be here next year.
Okay, you know,
he's going to be. Yeah, that's these Florida guys. They over there yessing. But yeah, they got bigger problems.
I take my problems, bro. It ain't $40 million to get a new coach problem. So I take my problems.
But we don't need a new coach. You know what I'm saying? We don't need a new head coach.
Kind of sort of, Trav. Kind of sort of.
Nah, bro.
Y'all got three wins right now with us. Y'all got the same record we got, bro.
Hey, y'all got three wins, and y'all just hired – Y'all been through four coaches in the last 7 years.
I ain't been four, bro.
It was three. You know what I'm saying? I told him, right now I'm pissed off because my nephew go to school with my nephew on that team. And I'm like, man, what are you doing? Like,
he'll be all right, man. His paper, he'll be all right. His paper that's going on the wall a little better than yours, though. He'll be all right.
No. Oh, man. I don't even know my paper at. I don't even know what
I feel. You don't need it, do you? You don't need it, huh? Got that first round.
I think my parents got it or something. It's somewhere.
I feel you, dog.
You know, I don't think we need a new head coach. I think Jimbo's the man for the job. I think the rest of these coaches
need to get
on Jimbo level and coach them up hard. Coaching the way Jimbo coached the quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that it's some guys that it's gonna be some coaches that don't survive this. We all know that. It's the nature of the business. You know what I'm saying? And all the coaches are good dudes, and I hate to see some of them go when it comes time. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I'd rather my school win games than care about some guys that ain't putting no money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The only thing I care about is the only people I care about in there is Jimbo and Odell.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. So one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the show is because you're more than just an invested fan. You kind of put you put it up. You actually show up to Florida State in the summer. You help these summer camps. You coach. You like to get out there, mix it up. So being around this team for a couple of days this summer, did you get any sense that this type of season was possible?
No, I didn't get the sense that this type of season was possible. You know, when I look back, I thought that our weakest link was going to be the offensive line, which technically I guess it still is. I thought that if we could get them together and get them on the same page, then we could be all right. But I didn't see the quarterback problem. I didn't see, it's a lot of stuff I didn't realize going to happen, you know. But that also happens when you're losing week after week. I think the worst thing happened for us was playing Alabama week one, and then having a hurricane week two, because then you don't feed off of that disappointment. You don't feed off and get better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one, we get our quarterback hurt in that game. You know what I'm saying? Well, she might not get hurt. We play somewhere else. If it was a fifth, we all be drunk. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, then we didn't play for 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, you can't go 3 weeks without playing, because now these guys are distracted. You know what I'm saying?
And
it's the same thing with Florida. Like, Florida had to go 3 weeks without playing. Like, so, you know.
Dana, not a problem. I'm going to go ahead and
I understand that. But you got to think about it. You got to think about how much work these kids put in. They get one game. They get one game, and then all of a sudden you tell them 3 weeks off. That's like going to school. Like, my kids, man, when Hurricane Harvey hit us, they went to school for 3 days. Then all of a sudden they was off for another 2.5 weeks. They looked at me like, man, I ain't going back to school. Y'all tripping. You know what I'm saying? And then you didn't get no practice in. I guess a lot of stuff that goes in, you know, football, man, we creatures of habit, man. You know what I mean? We got to be what we got to be and do the stuff that we need to do.
It's definitely been a weird season. Yeah, it's definitely been a weird season, man.
Yeah, definitely. So it's like, you know, you know what? I don't think you fire coach like Michael Wayne right now. You let him play the season.
Hey, man, you better let's talk Florida State shit, man.
You let him play the season out. Cause you get Randy Shannon the job for what? You're not finna get Randy Shannon. You're not finna get Randy Shannon the job after the season.
Randy Shannon might get fired interim, man.
Come on, man. First Randy Shannon never have another head coaching job ever.
But yeah, like they had to. The comments he was making, he threw out some suggestions that he was in had life threats and all that, death threats and all that.
Oh, they're getting them now.
They had to.
Huh?
They had to get rid of him, man. They're trying not to pay him.
Yeah,
they trying not to pay him.
They're gonna still have to come out of pocket.
I doubt it. He gonna have to show something. But other shit, man, let's get comfortable, man. What's your favorite cigar? I see you smoke cigars, man. What's your favorite cigar?
Oh man, what's my favorite cigar? Let me think, man. I smoked five of them yesterday. probably the Monte Cristo Edmundo Petit, man. That might be one of my favorite ones. Havana.
Chain smoking cigars.
You got time if you're smoking five cigars in a day.
Oh man, I move around, man. You know, I smoke my first one right after I drop the kids off about 7:30.
Okay.
I smoke my second one after I leave rehab, after I leave the gym, getting worked on. I smoke that about 10:30, 10 o'clock. I get another one probably afternoon, you know what I'm saying? And I have a nightcap. So I smoke one from 4 to 5 a night, a day.
Do you drink Olivas? The V-Series?
Oliva V's? Yeah. I like Oliva V's, but I'm, you know, I it's a lot of other ones that are better than me. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind Oliva V's. You know what I mean?
That's my go-to.
Good selection ones.
That's my go-to.
You know what I mean? But, you know, that Davidoff Late Hour that came out a few months ago, man, it's phenomenal. You know, I was over there smoking the hell out of them, and I realized, man, that's a damn $20 stick, man. I better chill out.
You got it.
Yeah, man. But I like to age my cigars, man. So you know, I don't want to smoke them too fast.
Gotcha. So what you drinking with it?
Oh man, depends, man. You know, some days it's rum, some days it's scotch, some days it's some days it's bourbon, some days it depends, man. It depends on
the 7:30 one.
Oh, it's definitely coffee in the morning. Sometimes I do coffee and Kahlua in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
Gotcha. All right, man. So, what made you choose Florida State coming out of high school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cali, man. So, how you get away out of Florida?
I was actually going to Michigan. I was done going to Michigan. I remember my cousin, man. My cousin was calling me the whole time. My cousin ended up going to Florida, and he was pissed, you know, because I didn't return his call back. Well, I didn't return his pages, you know. Back then, he was beeping me. You know what I'm saying? But the three-hour time difference, I'm like, man, you know, so we didn't cross paths. The night before, I told him, I said, he asked me where I'm going. I said, man, I'm going to Michigan, man. You know, I said, you coming or what you going to do? He was like, man, I don't know. And I guess his head coach forced him to sign at the time. So, you know, I was going to school that morning. And as I'm riding, it's this big rig truck that the whole back hatch of the big rig was a dang Seminole head. And I was like, how weird is that way out here in Cali with his back hack? So then B-Mac is calling me. McFadden calls the school. He's like, man, bump Michigan. We can go to Florida State, man. Me, you, Emo, which is Eric Moore, Johan Buck.
Eric Moore from the crib. Eric Moore from
you from Bahoki?
I'm from Belgrade, but yeah, that's the crib.
Okay, there it is.
561, we out here.
Yeah, so, you know, he's like, man, me, you, Emo.
Congratulations, y'all did then. What were you going to 2000? 2000?
Yeah. The same class. Y'all played against Eric Moore.
Yeah.
Already. Yeah. So he was like, so he got me geeked about that foolishness. You know what I mean? He got me geeked about that. And then, I don't know, man. My daddy pulled me aside and was like, how many first round picks Michigan put out of D-line in the last 5 years? And I'm like, oh shit! Now I'm thinking, cause I'm a real Michigan fan. I ain't like you know when everybody talk about Tom Brady, like Tom Brady to me was the best quarterback ever back then. It's like this Tom Brady don't surprise me because I grew up watching
back him. Then
when he was fighting Drew Stanton for the job.
When him and Drew Stanton was over there competing, they was only giving Drew the job because Drew was Drew Henson. Drew was a big name. Drew was one of the top recruits in the country. But every time Tom got in there, he was slinging that rock. Tom single-handedly brought him back against Alabama in the Orange Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, come on, man. Tom, terrific, man. Been the man.
Hey, I gotta ask you this because I had this debate. I seen people having this debate in Twitter just yesterday. Charles Woodson versus Deion Sanders, bro. So Florida State.
What debate? Hold on.
I mean, there's not really the break. I mean, prime is the gold standard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, C Wood. You know what I mean? Like, he made his own legacy, but prime is the gold standard. Prime is still the gold standard.
Always will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
he's the first guy that took away half the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So you know, but yeah. So then my dad asked me that question. I'm breaking it down. I'm thinking to myself like, man, nah. There and went to Clemson, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't remember. Trevor Price was at Michigan first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, and then went to Clemson, was the first round pick out of Clemson. Then at the time, it was like James Hall, K came out. He's a fourth round pick, but James Hall had like 10 sacks in school. Rob Renis was a monster, but he was a short little white dude that played the nose guard. He wasn't going to get drafted no way, but he made a lot of plays. You know, it just was guys that I thought was pretty decent, but they wasn't going nowhere. You know, and I was just like, man, Florida State, man, I go to Florida State practice, and these fools out here trying to take each other's heads off. And all of them thinking to themselves, as long as I get 1 year to start, I'm a first round pick. You know what I mean? And that was the mindset. You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, you know what? I'm going to go out on faith and go out on a limb, man, and take myself 3,000 miles across the country. You know what I mean? And just mm-hmm. be somewhere where it was out of the norm.
But then you took an official visit to Florida State and saw the women, and it really wasn't that far, was it?
Yeah, the women was phenomenal. Like, my official visit, I'm going to tell you, my official visit was graduation weekend. So my official visit, it was just me and B-Mac. It was me, B-Mac, Daryl, what Daryl last name was, Lord Jesus. Daryl Smith, that went to Georgia Tech, played in Jacksonville for all them years. B-Mac and Daryl Smith. We was on our visit together to Florida State.
Who smashed some more calls that night?
Man, they took me that much. Well, Daryl stayed in that night and went to the movies or some shit like that. B-Mac went out sheep herd, man. You know what I'm saying? So
who got the most hoes?
Who's your host?
Oh, Florida State, man. Mine was Jamal Reynolds. His was Chris Holt.
No, they should put you with a long snapper, bro. Everybody that's been on the podcast, the long snapper's getting all those.
Nah, man.
That was 09. That was like 10 or somewhere in that range. Yeah, this is pre the long snapper getting all the hooks.
Yeah, he was there with Q now. He there with Quan.
Yeah, with Quan.
Yeah, man. I was there with QB. Yeah, QB was the class before me. Yeah. So, yeah, man. So it was a good time, man. It was a real good time.
You ran 100 meters in high school as a defensive lineman, man. I'm interested to get your best time. What's your best time?
See, I was 10.89 100 meters.
What?
Nah, I don't believe that shit.
That's why you got drafted above Aaron Rodgers, bro. That 10.89.
You got some sisters or something, man?
You said what?
You got some sisters?
Yeah, man, I got a baby sister. She used to be at my baby sister. She's one of the top hunters in the country. Nah, she's married. Nah.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, I was a 900-meter guy, man. And a 67-foot shot putter. Yeah, man. I used to throw the shot.
That's a fast 100-meter, bro.
Run 100.
Yeah, hold on, Travis. What was your height and weight when you ran a 10.89?
I was 6'4", 265.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Fucking specimen, man.
That's moving.
Nah. I used to look like a Greek god at the time. Boy, you could tell me nothing back then. So I had a nice little S-curl. But the S-curl, man, I was doing it, bro. Like, you couldn't tell me nothing.
You had the baby face kit.
Oh, man, that thing was juicy, man. Them girls used to love that West Coast, man. You know the West Coast, we rock S-curls, man.
Yeah, Easy E already.
Yeah, we rock. No, Easy had the Terry. I had the S. You know, I had the less grease and the shorter cut. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So, Travis, today happens to be Bobby Bowden's 88th birthday.
Yeah, 88th birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, Coach B.
Yep, happy birthday, Coach Bowden. So, I got to ask you, man, do you remember when he came and did his in-home visit out in California?
Oh yeah, I remember. Coach Bowden, remember, man. You know, it's funny because Coach Bowden pulled up, man. He was in his big body. He was in his big body bins. He kicked up in the back.
Yeah.
Pulled up in front of the house, man. Like, the whole – because, you know, at the time, the whole neighborhood – like when we moved out of Englewood, we moved out of L.A., like, the area I moved to was predominantly white, Jewish. Most of them went to UCLA or USC Cat. But they really wanted me to go to one of them schools. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Coach Bowden pull up, and all of them folks was outside like, man, it's Clint Bobby Bowden, man. Like, oh, my goodness. And Coach Bowden came in the house. You know, my mom wasn't cooking for none of them folks, man. They come in, man, we talk about business, man. They ain't talking about no food or none of that. Come in and talk business. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yep.
So, you know, they came. Bobby said, Coach Bowden sat down. It was Coach Bowden. It was Coach Rick, Jim Gladden, and Odell. Mm. The four of them came together. So, you know, and Coach Lilly. I forget Coach Lilly. Yeah, man. So it was crazy, man, because, you know, he met the whole family. He still all the time asking about my baby sister. You know, baby sister, you write poetry at the time. He knew she was one of the top hurdlers at the time. They talking about, well, you know, get on the track, then my sister's like, I'm cool. You know what I mean? Like, you know, my sister ended up going to Harvard. You know what I mean? Like,
wow. There you go.
Yeah. So,
that's dope as fuck.
Yeah, that's just super dope.
So, like,
your dad should write a book about that bitch.
Yeah, no. So, you know, it's cool, man. That was a good time. I think the one I remember the most was at one point I had Lloyd Carr. I had, it was, who was the, whoever was in Nebraska at the time. It wasn't Tom Osborne. Tom Osborne started recruiting me. It wasn't him.
Lloyd Carr. Callahan or something.
Was it Callahan in 2000?
I don't know. Maybe.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but it was like Lloyd Carr. It was, you see at Tom, you know, Coach Toledo. I used to see Coach Toledo all the time because they stayed down the street from my parents. I had Coach Hackett. All of them sitting in the living room waiting on me to get done with Coach Tart. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had like four head coaches I scheduled on the same in-home visit day. It was hilarious.
All business.
All business.
Hey, Trav. Man. You went through a similar situation as Jameis. What type of advice would you give a young college kid that's going to play ball and maybe get in a situation with a female?
All pussy ain't good pussy. Yeah, man, like, you know, just I would say, man, try to watch yourself, be cordial. I think when I look back and say, you know, some of the mistakes I just, you know, some of the mistakes I made was being an asshole. You know what I'm saying? I never did what I was accused of, but my thing was being an asshole, not being sensitive to her feelings and make her feel like, you know what I mean? Make her feel like.
Like it was something more than wasn't.
Like you love these hoes.
Yeah, exactly. I should have played it up. I probably did a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? Just for some fact is, I knew it because you're too vulnerable, man. I mean, it's her word against yours, and it's you know, and it's almost like, you know, you want to preach celibacy to your kids because you're like, man, I don't want my kids to have to go through no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, you just got to tell them to look out, man. Like, see the signs. You know what I mean? Like, see the, like, I should have read them reading the signs. Like, the signs were there. And this hoe was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the signs were there.
They always there, bro. They always there.
So, you know, I just tell them, man, just watch it, man. Watch your step, man. And just, man, you know, be nice. Don't be an asshole, bro. Don't be an asshole, man. Assholes don't get nothing. You know what I mean?
So. All right, Travis, man. We appreciate you coming on. Tell the people where they can follow you on Twitter and anything else you got going on right now.
You said what?
Tell the people where they can follow you on Twitter.
Man, you can follow me at TrapJ99, TRAPJ99 on Twitter, on Instagram, man. Send me a message. I'm always available.
And what are you up to these days? What are you doing, man, now that the career's over?
Smoking and drinking, man. That's it, man. And drinking.
Yeah. Sound like
you got
me,
that,
bro.
You got that first round money before they capped that shit, dog. So you just chilling.
Man. Yeah, I sure did. So, I'm a dad. I'm a dad all the time, man. That's really my thing.
Mm-hmm. What's
up, dope. What, all you kids? How many?
12, 11, 9, 8, and 6.
Well, you out here.
Yeah, I'm out here, man.
You almost got a starting five.
Yeah. You almost had a Cromartie incident right there, dog.
Oh, no.
Got 10, 11, 8, 6, 3.
Nah, man. My brother, man.
Three, there, three.
And matter of fact, for all the listeners, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in to USA tomorrow, man, and watch Crow's show, man.
Oh, that's what's up.
Okay.
Show?
Yeah. You know, Crow got they got a reality show, man. The Cromartie coming on the USA Network.
I'm checking that shit.
We got to get him on the pod to plug it. We got to get him on the pod.
Yeah.
Travis, before I let you go, man, what did Coach Odell mean to you?
Man, it's like that was. I grew up with my daddy. You know what I'm saying? So you know, I grew up with both my parents in the house. But they was like a brother, man, like a brother, a father figure. You know what I mean? Like he always gonna shoot you straight. He was always 100 with everything, man. Dale's the last of his kind. You know what I mean? Like there's no.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for the fact that Odell has survived all them years, you got to think oh, they've been coaching 20-something years. And people don't even realize it because he's still young. You know what I mean? But every year, he's putting out guys. Every year, he's top recruiter in the ACC. Every year, he is the man. You know what I mean? Odell is a gem, man. And Odell is, you know, the fact that, I mean, he's a great father, great husband. Like, man, Odell's a great dude, man. I can't even, bro. I love that man. Real talk.
How does
somebody over Odell?
Yeah. You don't find – when you say he's a rare breed, I understand what you mean because there's very few coaches these days that coach a position like defensive tackle that really only want to coach defensive tackle. They don't have any need to be a D coordinator and a head coach one day. It seems like so many of these coaches are looking for the next job, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, not Odell, man. Odell loves the guys, man.
Right.
You know, for a while, before he had his daughter, man, Odell, you know, they had trouble having kids at one point. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were – I mean, well, I don't know if they had trouble having kids. I just say they didn't have any kids at the time. You know what I mean? And we were his kids. We were his sons. You know, that's why every time he called me, he'd say, hey, son, what you doing? Like, that's like Pop, man. That's like my dude, man. That's – he don't – Odell is Florida State through and through, man. You know, I always tell – I laugh. I'm like, Dale ain't got no bills. I'm like, Dale, you've been living in Tallahassee since 85, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like – you know, like, Dale, your house probably paid off. Dale probably got two boats. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Dale, old country boy, man, he's getting paid a lot of money, do something he loves, and be a father figure to these guys.
Yeah, but, you know, he is a real gentle giant, but he can get on you, too. Do you remember, like, the first time he really got on you?
Yeah, Dale used to always stay on me for the most part. You know what I'm saying? You know, Doc was his favorite. You know what I mean? Well, you know, we was always favorite. You know, Doc needs the most love. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, but Dale was as strong as an ox, man. I'm telling you, Dale was, shit, get on Dale Bass out of you. Want to Dale grab hold, put them paws on you.
He got his hands on you?
Yeah. Oh, no, not on me, but I done seen, man, I'd leave it at that, man. Dale's strong now.
Yeah, man. So one last question. Just, we talked all about the mess that's at Florida State. We identified the problems, man. How do you fix this? What do you do? What can Jimbo do?
Man, I don't know, man. If I knew that, man, I'd be even richer than I am, man. I don't know. I wrap that shit up and sell it to every school. Sell it to Florida. Sell it to Florida State. Sell it to, you know, sell it to USC. Sell it to everybody. You know what I mean? Nobody knows. You know, you can only go about your business one position at a time and just say, man, we can fix it one kid at a time. Change the culture. Get the culture back to where it used to be. Get the culture back to where these kids understand what's at stake. You know what I mean? Understand their legacy. They don't realize it. I don't think these kids realize it yet. And Jimbo probably hadn't even broken down for them like this yet.
Mm-hmm.
When you win in games, you get drafted. When you win in games, you get drafted. And a lot of people get drafted. Even guys get drafted when you win the games. When you lose, they don't want nobody from that team. I don't give a damn how good you is.
True.
Hey, Trav, how about the job Mark Richt's doing at Miami? That was a great job, man. When he got the job, did you think he'd be able to turn it around? And how do you see him stacking up against Notre Dame?
No question. To be honest with you, I mean, I know me and my crew of guys that played at Florida State, we were actually scared of Coach Richt taking that job.
Really?
We were
scared of him taking that job. Like, we were scared because we knew that this would eventually happen. Like, Miami wasn't gonna be dog shit forever with Coach Richt buying out. You know what I'm saying? Coach Richt is a good dude, a good Christian man, a great coach. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, parents want their kids to play for people like Mark Richt. And not only that, but you got a son, you got a guy who went to school here, come back and coach here, and embrace the culture, embrace the alumni. That's why they're winning.
Hey, what do you think about the turnover chain, man? I think it's the coolest shit in sports. What do you think about it?
Oh, AJ, man, AJ's my jeweler too, man. So AJ took care of them boys, man, and made some nice shit.
Oh, man.
You be talking some rich nigga shit, dog.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he made my shit, too.
Yeah. I was over there when he was getting making that shit.
Shit, that's some light shit, though.
For
Miami.
We're going to have to get you back on this offseason because I got more questions for you. But we appreciate you coming on the show. Get back to your sushi. I hope we didn't interrupt too much. But thanks a lot for coming on.
No, you all right, man. It's just my sushi's over with, and I think it might have warmed up too much on me.
And my just order some more, dog. Just order some more.
Nah, it's time for that.
Got cold.
Yeah, I got Publix chicken. I got some regular people shit going on over here.
Well, y'all crazy. All right, man. I appreciate y'all calling me, though.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Yo, so one time I was when I was at Florida State, because I was like at Florida State the same exact time he was there, and I was real sick and I had strep throat and I was riding. I just went to the clinic and I got my I was up at Florida State. I was like 20 years old. I was just at the clinic and I got my, you know, Z-Pack or whatever from the school hospital, and I'm riding back on the bus. Like everybody used to ride the bus on campus. And I'm riding on the bus, and I'm so sick, like Kevin was on Sunday. And Travis Johnson, I guess, is sitting next to me, like across the aisle on the bus, and I didn't even notice that he was there. And he, like, taps me, and I look over, and he's, like, trying to, like, whisper something to me. And he taps me again, and I'm like, what? You know, I got a fever. I'm dying. He's like, hey, yo, put that prescription bag in your backpack. Put that prescription bag in your backpack. I'm like, what? I'm like, why? And he goes, because all these girls are going to think you got an STD. And I'm so sick, dude. I just smile, and I'm just like, oh, good looking out.
Good shit, man. No, he came on the podcast and said, not all pussy's good pussy, dog. So he got the show.
He's all right with me, bro. He got the show real fast. He got comfortable.
Yeah, he'll be a return guest. I feel like it. I feel like he's going to be a show regular. Put him right up there with Santana, Lonnie Pryor.
Fucks with him. Yeah.
Jacquez Green.
Hell yeah. We got to link up with him and come down to the jewelry and shit. Jeweler.
He's a big three roll up legend already. Instantly.
Yeah, we'll slide through that, Kev. You put your shirt on, okay?
Shit, I will, man. I've been wearing that bitch for 3 weeks.
All right, man. Who we got next? Let's get Randall Thrill Hill on. Is that who's next? Let's get him on.
Yo, we're back with our second guest of the night. We got the Canes legend, Notre Dame killer, UM Hall of Famer. We got Randall Thrill Hill on the line, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's Notre Dame week, so I have no choice but to be doing well.
All right, Randall. I know you feel strongly about Notre Dame, so really, I'm just going to ask you, what's your feelings towards Notre Dame? Catholics versus convicts, all this, 80s, like, just take us back, man. What's your feelings towards Notre Dame?
Well, you know, at first I got to say, and this is a little footnote, the players that went to school at Notre Dame University, as University of Miami players, we like them, and I've even recently, past couple of months, talked to Rocket Ishmael. He even invited me last year to go stand on the sideline with him at the Notre Dame University of Miami game. But with that being said, it's not the players that we dislike; it's the whole aura, the whole atmosphere, as to them being better than everyone else. The University of Miami represents all that is good. And I think the University of Miami represents justice. And the University of Miami represents the working man, diversity. Here in South Florida, we have a very diverse community. Here in South Florida, we have gone through rioting. Here in South Florida, we've gone through the Mario boat lift. Here in South Florida, we have gone through a great sense of diversity that we cherish. They can't say that in South Bend, Indiana. And the thing about it is when you go and you get off the bus, and I can speak on this because I lived it. And you're called every N-word in the book, and you're spit on, and you're called trash, and everything that comes along with that type of rhetoric. You grow a very big hate for the atmosphere of Notre Dame. For example, why is it that Notre Dame is the only college team that I know of? Maybe you guys could tell me of another one who, as far as football is concerned, because they have their own little contract, they're independent, but the other sports, they're in a conference. I don't get it. How is it that the University of Notre Dame, when they was playing the University of Miami back in the day, can let the grass grow so high just so that we weren't as fast as we normally would be. I don't get it. How is it that the University of Notre Dame can literally have officials make the one of the worst calls in college football in the Cleveland Gary fumble, which I would say which caused me not to have my third national championship ring. And then the officials call us the next day and say, "Oh, sorry, we made a bad call." You know, these are the things that irritate me about Notre Dame. You know, they can call us Catholics versus convicts as much as they want, but I also remember a shirt that said, "God made Notre Dame number one, the University of Miami made them number two."
Hell yeah. Hey, so what about the national media, the national narrative coming into this game when you played, and even now, where Miami's players are being called thugs and convicts, and there's really been no arrests. Are those just code words that they're using?
Well, let's look at it. You know, the media is going to say what they want to say. The media is going to make up whatever story line and that they want. Because if you look at it, even back when I was playing, and the professors gave us absolutely nothing. As a matter of fact, Jimmy Johnson made it a point. He says, "You will not wear any football or University of Miami paraphernalia to your classrooms. You will sit in the front of the class." And Jimmy Johnson would send his coaches to make sure that the players were in class. And on top of that, we had one of the highest graduation rates in the country. Nobody talks about that. We actually graduated our players. And it wasn't because things were given to us. Things were actually made harder on us because of who we were. So we earned every bit of it. So that is the national media storyline that needs to be talked about. Yeah, these guys won national championships, but these guys also went to class and they graduated on time.
Hey, what was called in the huddle backed up to your own, what were you on, your own 10 or 12, on a 3rd and 43? What's called in the huddle there?
It was a draw play that was called, but you got to understand, we were students of the game. I don't care who we were playing. We knew the game plan. We knew the statistics. We knew the tendencies of our opponents inside and out. So a lot of the plays that we got in that particular first year under Dennis Erickson, we changed them. And we taught him what our hand signals were, so he understood exactly some of the things that we were doing. But it was a draw play, it was called. And when you have attitudes in that huddle, such as linemen, such as Darren Handy, when you have Lou Cristobal, when you have me on one side, Dell Dawkins on the other, Craig Erickson throwing the ball, we're not going to call a draw play, even though it came from the sideline. We're gonna go get the first down, and we're gonna have the audacity to say, "Stop us from getting the first down." How in the hell can you have a slow guy by the name of Stan Smagala stand in front of Randall Hill, who runs a classified 40, and think he's going to stop him from getting the first down? Please give me a break.
Please, Lou Holtz.
You got to scheme that. Randall, Josh Newberg here, man. Have you been watching the Canes this season? Are you kind of glued to your TV every Saturday?
No, I'm not glued to the TV every Saturday because there's a little bit more to Randall Hill than sports. You know, you got to understand, I'm a federal agent. Okay, first and foremost, I'm married to a doctor. So with that being said, you know, I try to spend time at home with my family. I peek at it every once in a while. I also broadcast, but I catch the plays that and some of the games that are important, like the last game. And I told people if the University of Miami goes out and beats Virginia Tech, that they're going to fare well in the media and in the polls, because they're going to want to pump this up as being the game of the year.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, it's shaping up that way, and you can definitely sense the hype coming into it. Miami definitely has that swag on defense. They got the turnover chain. They got it going. But, man, the offense just isn't there yet. I really think that this team needs somebody with your attitude out there on the field, you know, especially in this Notre Dame game. Was it your mentality? Were you pre-planning those dances, or was that just in you when you would score and just go crazy like that? What were you thinking?
The the dancing and stuff, it was never, honestly, it was never pre-planned. The mm-hmm. only thing that I pre-planned was if you while we're talking now, you take a look at it. When there's a marquee for the Catholics versus convicts, and you see University of Miami guys standing in front of Notre Dame guys, the guy in the middle wearing number 3 is actually me. And that particular photo led into a big brawl before the game.
I just tweeted that. Did you see that?
Right. If you look,
okay.
If you look at me, mm-hmm. look at my hand is already taped.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to let you take it from there. And you figure it out. Why was my hand already taped?
You're ready to go.
You have to be ready to go. And you got to be ready to throw down, especially when you're representing. You know, listen, we got guys on. You guys are from Florida,
right.
Florida State, and University of Miami. We represent the University of Miami, and we could battle against each other. But when the University of Miami goes out and plays a school like Notre Dame, it's representing the state of Florida, too. You're also representing your family. You're representing of your family because your name is on the back of your jersey, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to embarrass my mom or my dad who gave me birth. I'm not going to embarrass my mom and dad who instilled with me the want, the will, and or the desire to be the best, the drum major instinct. Therefore, you know, I don't like to lose. Second place is the first loser, so why brag about it?
That's right.
Randall, what's going on? It's Silk, man. How's it going?
What's going on, bro?
Not much. I was going to ask you white papers of Dutch, but it's probably a terrible idea.
Yeah.
How'd you get the nickname Thrill? Who named you that?
Well, I got that name. There was a newspaper down in the southern part of Miami called the South End News Leader, and it does not exist anymore. When I was in high school, my 11th grade year, I had 11 interceptions in 1 year. And they came up with the name Thrill Hill, and it just, you know, stuck ever since. You know, I was recruited by every major university in the United States, including Florida State and even Florida. And, you know, Dion, believe it or not, was my official host there at Florida State.
Word.
And,
oh, boy.
Yeah, they wanted me to come in. Coach Anderson? Back in the day, I think that was his name. But they wanted me to come in, and they wanted me to play opposite of Dion, and they wanted me to start as a true freshman.
You're going to get a lot of targets.
Andrews?
You're going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah, Andrews. Yeah. Oh, that would have been fine. That would have been perfect. I would have had, I would have had 11 interceptions my freshman year. But I even attended Florida State's football camp, and I made a name for myself there too. Ran track, did all those things. But believe it or not, I officially committed to Florida State. And I remember after I committed to Florida State, my dad, you know, after, you know, being recruited by every major university, I mean, you name it, I was recruited. They used to sit there on my parents' in the front yard waiting on me to come home. And after I committed to Florida State, my dad took me to my grandparents' house. And my grandparents knew that I had committed to Florida State. And I come from a very close family. My dad is a retired high school principal. My mom mm-hmm. is a retired teacher. And my grandfather said to me, he says, son, he says, why do you want to go to Florida State and go away to school when you got a good university right here and your family can watch you and take, you know, care of you and make sure that you develop as a young adult? And my grandfather looked at me and said, I think you should go to University of Miami. So I looked at him and said, okay, I guess I'm going to University of Miami because, you know, I believe in listening to your parents. I believe in listening to those people who have prayed for better things to come for generations to come. So my decision, even though I troubled over it for months and months and months, it was made for me by my grandfather.
Wow, that's interesting. So what was it like being on that official visit with Dion?
Oh, you know, Dion was, you know, laid back And you know, we still talk every once in a while, you know, to this day. But, you know, he showed me, you know, around the campus. His time with me was limited because, you know, they were getting ready to play the University of Florida in Doak Campbell Stadium, and they hadn't beat University of Florida in a while. And I remember landing, and I was met there by a judge that was in Tallahassee. And I remember walking into Bobby Bowden's office, and in his office was Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm. And he told Burt, he said, "Listen, I'll talk to you in a second, but I gotta talk to this athlete right here, this prospective student athlete." And I also remember the governor was there, Governor Bob Brown. He was there too. And wow. He said, you know, he told me, he said, "Listen, I gotta talk to this guy. Because, you know, I had my grades, I had my test scores, and you know, I played on the field, I broke a lot of records in track and field. So I was a good catch for them. I went to their football camp, summer football camp. They knew who I was. They knew who my parents were, like most of these universities. And they wanted me to come to Florida State.
And, yeah. So what about how do you become a federal agent? Like, how do you go from the Miami mystique of the 80s –
Oh,
unlikely job anybody would probably beg you for, you know, that doesn't know you, is a federal agent. How does that happen?
Well, when you look at it, being a federal agent or being in law enforcement is very similar to professional sports. You have to have a type A personality. You have mm-hmm. to want to be in the community. You want to be able to make a change and or think that you are the one who can make a difference. So, and believe it or not, I want to say in the early 90s, late 80s, Sports Illustrated actually did a cover story about the amount of athletes on the collegiate and professional level who have actually become federal agents. And there's more than you know. Most of them hasn't, you know, they don't have a name like I have, you know, at the University of Miami and stuff, but there's more than you know. Even in South Florida, you've got a lot of guys who even work for Miami-Dade Police Department who played at the University of Miami. You got Donald Robinson, who played baseball at the University of Miami. You got Darren Handy, who played at the University of Miami. You got a couple of basketball players that played at the University of Miami. It just goes in line. But what I wanted to do was take it to the next level. And I've done things that I have helped secure and protect the national security of the United States. That's most of the things I can't even really talk about right now. But, you know, maybe when I'm retired, I'll write a book. But you definitely have to.
You should.
You got to have your degree. My mom tells me all the time. You definitely have to have your degree. And the test that I took was called. It was a hard test for me because I'm not a good test taker, but mm-hmm. I know how to pass tests. And, you know, you had to know your equations. You had to know situational judgment. You had to take psychologicals. I've been able to do some things that have actually let people here in the United States sleep soundly because there are bad people out there, and we call those bad dogs. But we have bigger and badder dogs who can handle those little bad dogs, and that's me.
So when did you know that this was going to be your path?
I've always wanted to, you know, I'm kind of like your modern day Jason Bourne, tell you the truth. Even in the NFL, I started applying. The moment I got in the NFL is when I started preparing to get out of the NFL because the average person only plays 3 years. So, after I got into my, you know, third and fourth year, I started, you know, applying for different federal agencies, which there are a ton of them out there. A lot of people don't know that, so that I can prepare my path for the next step of my life and not miss a beat.
All right, man. I don't know how to transition. I really just want a Miami Notre Dame score prediction out of you.
Yeah, man. How's this going to go down?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to transition after this.
We need to know.
I'm gonna say Miami's gonna win by 4 to 6 points. And the only reason why I'm gonna say that is because they're playing in South Florida. There's a mystique about playing in South Florida. You mm-hmm. ask Deion Sanders that, who never won a game against the University of Miami, he'll tell you that. Never won a game against the University of Miami.
Never.
Yep. and there's just something about playing in South Florida, and that the atmosphere is right. When you talk about those intangibles, they're always going to lay on the shoulders and backs of the University of Miami and South Florida sports and or teams.
Now, Thrill, before we got you on, Bird was saying that Notre Dame pretty much has been smacking Miami all this time. It's really not a rivalry. That's what Berg said.
Well, he's right. They've won the last two games, but okay. For example, let's be realistic, okay? They played three games, actually, two games thus far in the past couple of years. Am I correct? Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, since 2012.
Right. So the last game they played, where did they play it at?
They played in 2016. Notre Dame won last year.
I'm asking specific questions.
Answer
the question. Last game, like I'm doing an interview. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's the fans.
Sorry, officer. The last game.
Where did they play? Tell me where they played.
Officer Thrill, they played in South Bend.
Officer, excuse me. Let's try that again. If you call me something, you can call me Agent or Special Agent Thrill. I'm not an officer anymore.
Special Agent Thrill, they played
in South
Bend.
Talk your shit, bro. Talk your shit.
Okay, so they played in South Bend, Indiana. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and before then, when they played, where did they play? They played in Chicago. Now we both know that Chicago and South Bend, Indiana, is like playing in the same damn place. Come on, give me a break.
They're neighbors.
Give me a break. So the University of Miami is basically playing away both times. And Notre Dame actually says, oh, well, Chicago is a neutral spot. Give me a break.
But we knew this. It's always been stacked in Notre Dame's favor. You said it from the get-go.
Yeah, so this is the first time that they've actually played,
right?
Where the University of Miami is going to have some of those intangibles in their favor. So when they say, okay, well, the University of Miami has been being smacked in the they're playing in the home turf, and you know, college football is all about home field advantage. We know that. Come on, give me a break. One of the hardest places to play, and I tell people time in and time out, is Doak Campbell Stadium, just because of the mystique of Doak Campbell Stadium. Another hard place to play is what it is. Been there, done that. Anybody wants to debate that with me, they can debate it all day long because I played it. I did it. So when they talk about being smacked, when you're playing at home, you're gonna have those intangibles in your favor, and more likely you're gonna win, especially in college football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this weekend it's in Miami, they're gonna beat the hell out of them. All right, next
okay,
question.
Well, yeah, If the University of Miami plays, if they start off better offensively, this is going to be a game. And the reason why I say that is because the University of Miami, historically this year, offensively, they start off pretty slow. The defense has done everything in their power to keep the games close until the offense can start working on all four cylinders. But if the University of Miami starts off offensively out the gate, there's gonna be some problems.
All right,
who's
man,
gonna debate that with me?
Nah, I don't think anybody is. All right, Randall Hill, we appreciate you coming on, man. Enjoy your weekend, and hopefully you get to enjoy this win over Notre Dame.
Thanks for having me on, guys. You guys were great. Appreciate
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, man.
Appreciate all right, it, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
TJ, play that Two Chainz Fez Watcher song for me real quick, bro.
I've never heard Silk so quiet during an interview.
Yeah, duh.
I didn't hear the lighter flick one time.
Nope. He didn't want to get arrested over the phone.
He knew what was going on. You knew what the fuck going on.
Yeah. The agent. That bitch said, don't call me an officer, man. I said, what? We got to get him. Get this prediction. Get him out of here.
He's ready.
Hey. Oh, because Trav was talking about, that was off air, but yeah, never mind. No, nah, Travis Johnson was just talking rich shit, dog, the whole time.
I like it. Who we getting on here next, dog?
Line them up, knock them down. Who's up next?
See Clemson Tom on, bro. I'm trying to get on game day, bro. I got to see how you got on.
The fuck is Clemson Tom?
TJ.
He's been on fucking game day 3 times, bro.
Yo, we got another guest on the line. It's not our conventional style. It's well, I guess he's a goat and a legend in his own mind. Clemson Tom on the phone. How you doing, man?
Hey, first off, say the name of the school again.
Clemson. There's a P in there.
It's a P in it. Don't put a Z in it, man. If you ask me on your show, you have to say the name of the school correctly. Don't call it like Florida. It's state and like throw
Clemson.
Hyphenated E in it. I'm just trying to be
as disrespectful as I can now.
What is it? Clemson.
Clemson.
Like Clemson.
I think
there's,
I said
there's like
Z.
A silent P in it. There's a silent P, almost like a silent W in your season.
I don't know about that P. Y'all, that's some country shit.
I'm a Miami fan,
though.
There's
a bunch supposed to be there.
Hey, Clemson Tom. Hey, first of all, as a resident Miami fan, we'd like to thank you for that 58-0 ass whooping 2 years ago, man. We celebrated that shit.
Hey, man, don't even worry about it. Listen, it was our pleasure. It's coming again in December, so don't even worry about it.
Jesus. Hey, Clemson Tom, how did you get on game day 3 times, man? What do you mean on game day 3 times? Like on stage or your sign or what do you mean?
No, I was fan of the week one time, and then I had a segment in conjunction with the Clemson South Carolina rivalry. That was actually the big one. And then this past season we did a thing with the Louisville game. So yeah, it was, I guess, 3 times on college game. It's pretty awesome.
We're trying to get Kev on this week. I don't know how we're going
to
do it.
I was trying to be the guest picker, but they're going to go like Pitbull or the fucking Rock or some shit, I guess.
They have to go to the Rock. Are they going to be in Miami for the Miami-Notre Dame game?
Yeah. Yep.
They'll probably pick Rudy or something. I mean, you guys haven't been relevant enough to anybody else. It's going to be like Rudy or what's the Ed Reed? I know Ed Reed's been down there trying to hype people up, trying to get them talking. You know?
They got to get somebody to host them to get out there, bro.
They got to get Ed out there.
No, Ed Reed's out. Yeah, he's been out there all week. He's been out at practice all week and shit.
So Clemson Tom, I mean, you came on the show behind the scenes, told us that Jimbo heading out of town. You going to Texas A&M?
No, I don't think he's going that time, man. I'm just poking fun at the Bear because I mean I don't know what the heck is going on in the state of Florida when it comes to football, but UCF is like number one. Florida,
number two.
Florida and Florida State can't put together anything on offense, and then
don't
you got
forget about
Miami
my Tampa
who
Bowls.
Thinks. Tampa's looking good. My fault. Tampa's looking decent, USF. And then Miami all of a sudden thinks they're getting 16 rings.
They're back.
And, and they're like, the U's back, throwing your fake chain every time you get an interception.
Hey, Clemson Tom, that's the dopest shit in sports right now.
Do what?
That tournament chain is the coolest shit in sports right now, Clemson Tom.
It's not changing anything in sports. You're putting together – it almost looks like a Halloween costume, man. Get it together. It's better than
get it together, bro.
Kev got the shirt.
You're supposed to be the you. Put in your fake gold teeth. You know, dance around. Do a crib walk here or there. But, I mean, come on.
We going here, Clemson Tom.
It sounds like Clemson Tom definitely says it with the ER.
Yeah, he rolls the ER.
Hey, but, okay, all serious, though.
Nah, I'm GA.
UH, right? Hey.
Yeah, I'm GA. UH. Y'all can mess with me all you want, but I'm from the muck. Y'all can take that somewhere else.
Where you from?
You from Buckley?
I'm from the muck. Yeah, I'm from the muck. So y'all can take I go GA. So y'all can take
I'm
that.
Where you from? Where you from? Where you from?
The muck. That's all you need to know.
I'm from the muck. So I'm trying to
see. Where you from? Where you from? Where you from? Where you from?
From Belgrade.
Oh, you ain't from GC.
I ain't go to GC. I'm from Belgrade. I went to Lake Shore. I'm from the sub.
Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
Where you from?
Yeah, you're not even really from the mic. You want to claim Belgrade, but you didn't go to GC. That's like you couldn't get hood enough for GC. Come on, get out of here.
hood. Hey, man.
Clemson Tower is more hood than Stokes.
Hey, Clemson. It was like you wanted to go, definitely not. You wanted to go to Glaze Day. He definitely not. You wanted to go to Glaze Day, but you couldn't afford the tuition. Come on, man. You were the South Shore. Come on. He should have just went to Pahokee or something. Yeah, I'm from the I went to South Shore.
Man, tell me where he's from. You're trying to figure out where he's from.
Listen, you're trying to be the next Kanye West, but you couldn't afford Glaze Day tuition. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Clemson Tano almost rolled the ER. Now he's telling me I can't afford Glaze Day tuition.
Listen, I can't afford Glaze Day tuition. It's not a knock on you, man. That's
my brother went to Glaze Day. $50,000 a year.
Clemson Tano from Cornell Point. I can tell you. He's from the outskirts of the
Nah, he got a scholarship to go there.
Bad money, Clemson Tano from Cornell Point. You from Cornell Point, ain't you?
Canal Point?
Some weird shit.
Man, come on, I'm not from Canal Point, man. That's where they be fishing with the cane poles trying to get catfish every day.
Where you from?
Don't worry about it. We're trying to talk about Clemson, Florida State.
And how in the hell are you a Clemson fan from the muck?
Yeah, how does that correlate?
You know, all right, everybody from our whole hood went D1 somewhere. So when I was coming up, we had somebody go to Clemson. I had family at Clemson. It just fit. That's how I go.
Okay. So are you living in Florida these days, or are you in the Carolinas?
No. I live in Orlando right now.
Okay. I'm over in St. Pete, and these boys are in West Palm.
All right.
So anyway, what's it going to take this weekend for Florida State to get this W? I mean, like, it's going to be some weird shit. Yeah, it's going to be some weird shit.
Yeah, it's going to be something. It's going to be like I would be more surprised if Pahokee and Glade Central – teamed up to have like one team. I mean, Florida State has no chance, man. Let's be honest here.
It's a weird time.
It's not really a weird time. I mean, everyone, if you were paying attention to college football, you kind of saw the writing on the wall. Florida State's offensive line couldn't block me trying to come in on a safety blitz. And all of a sudden, they want to be ranked number two this year. How? They didn't do anything. Why should they be ranked number two this season? They had zero resume to prove that they're going to be at number two. Then they lose their quarterback, and then it just shows you exactly they were living on nothing but complete hype. Their offensive line couldn't block anybody. So when they were like, oh, Florida State's number two, I was like, until they play somebody, and they're going to be completely exposed.
But the only thing is, this isn't the same Clemson team as we saw last year, you know, Florida State faced last year.
No, absolutely not. We lost too much talent. We lost too much talent, but we have a lot of young talent come back in. This was supposed to be our down year. So if you want to give me a down year and we're still number four looking at a college football playoff, man, I'll take that down year every single year.
So do you see this as a repeat for Clemson, or do they not, you know, where they lost the game that they shouldn't have lost last year and then they bounce back to make it all the way to the playoffs and eventually win the national championship? No, we're not.
No, like, I'll be the first guy to tell you we should not win a national championship. I mean, do we look good? Yeah. Do we have signs of being young, kind of inconsistent? Absolutely. Do I think we're going to win a national championship? Absolutely not.
Are you afraid about Miami in the ACC championship game?
I'm not afraid, but I'm not going to be surprised if we lose. I mean, I ain't never scared. You know how that song goes. But if we lose to Miami, it's just going to be because our defensive backs are so thin. But everything else, I mean, I'm not scared. Am I scared of Miami? Absolutely not. You guys are living off like fake hopes and dreams. But if we lose, it's like, cool. All right, you know, they're a better team. It is what it is. You finally got a good coach in there. We owe that to you,
Clemson Tom.
Yeah, you're welcome. Don't throw the Z in there, man. Come on.
Can you throw the P and the Z at the same time? All right. So before we let you go, man. Tell everybody your Twitter handle so they can troll you after Clemson loses this weekend.
No, you can troll me. Yeah, you can troll me all you want, man. I don't pay attention to none of that. I don't get lost in the sauce, but it's going to be at Clemson Tom, even on Facebook, Clemson Tom, Instagram's Clemson Tom. Do whatever you want to do, man. Come at me, say whatever nonsense you want to say to me. If I respond to you, it's just because I'm bored. That's awesome.
All right, man. Before you go, give us a prediction on the FSU-Clemson game and Catholics versus Convicts.
Ooh, man. Listen. It's weird. I'm more interested in the Miami-Notre Dame game just because I grew up on that history. I think it's going to be a better game. Florida State players have given up on the season. Jimbo Fisher's given up on the season. It's going to be over probably. It's by halftime. It's going to be like whatever. But I'm more interested in the Miami-Notre Dame game. I think Notre Dame can beat Miami, but Miami has got to play the best game they've ever played. They cannot be the same Miami that played UNC. And I think Notre Dame gets the win. Obviously, Clemson's going to get the win. Everyone listening right now knows that Florida State has given up on the season. So it's going to be Miami, and it's going to be Clemson in Charlotte. I think all, 200 of your fans are going to make the trip up, so it's going to be great.
Probably.
More tickets for my fan base. So it's going to be nothing but orange. And it is what it is.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you having you on, and good luck this weekend. Drink a lot.
Yeah, that's out. Yeah, luck's for losers, man. We create our own destiny.
All right, boss. See ya.
All right, man.
Well, that was a weird interview.
Yeah. I just don't even know what happened.
Why didn't he want to say where he was from?
Why didn't you ask what high school he went to? You kept saying
he wasn't going to answer. He
should have just said, what high school did you go to? But you never asked him that. I just thought.
Yeah, but he said he went to Lake Shore, and he said South. He kept saying South Shore and shit.
Like South Shore. Like, I was confused.
I told him my brother went to Glaze Day, and he said he drove a Benz, dog. I don't think so, bro. I would have remembered that.
That guy said?
Yeah, he said, because Michael went to Glaze Day, but he got a scholarship to go out there. Like, my parents didn't pay for that shit. He definitely didn't have a fucking
I got
bed.
A little offended. He telling me I went to some school because my parents could definitely afford Glaze Day, bro. The fuck he got going on?
Anyway.
Clemson Tom with the ER. Fuck him. Hey, who's on here next, dog? All right, got my man Dan Thompson on the podcast. Come over here and tell me some Gator lies, man.
Hey, told them all off season. I'll continue, man.
Let's let these shits fly, man.
I said the Gators would be good. I said Jim McElwain was a good recruiter. They're not good. Jim McElwain's not a good recruiter, and he's gone now. So,
what you been hearing on this coaching hire?
Man, it's tough. So, I have a couple sources inside when he got fired. So I knew that was going down. After that, everything's been tight. I think he's trying to keep it tight. I still think Scott Frost is the favorite. I think that everybody thinks he's the favorite. I think Vegas thinks he's the favorite. I think that writers think he's the favorite. I think fan thinks he's the favorite. I know that they're still prodding at a few other people. There might be some names that maybe we're not talking about that they might be going after as well. But I still think Scott Frost is probably your guy, if he wants it.
Gotcha. So you think this whole Chip Kelly and Bob Stoops smoke from today, what do you think that's about? Misdirection?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think that they want Chip Kelly. I just think that there's some baggage there. I don't know if he's the right fit culturally. Bob Stoops, I think they're just going to probably go in a different direction. I mean, I think Bob Stoops would do well. But I think they probably want to go with somebody that's going to fire up the fan base a little bit. I'm not sure he does that. I like him, but I'm not sure that a lot of people get excited about him, right? I think they want some fresh blood. They want new energy. I don't know. They want a guy that's going to excite people. I think people are tired of kind of feeling like they didn't get the top target. Bob Stoops has been retired, kind of been out of the limelight for a little bit. A lot of people thought that he underachieved a little bit at Oklahoma. I thought he did fine. But I still think it's Scott Frost. I mean, I wish they would go after a couple other people. I know that might be pipe dreams, but, I think somebody like Lincoln Riley over at Oklahoma, he was over at ECU for a while. I think somebody like him would be awesome.
How are you going to get somebody to leave Oklahoma for Florida, though?
Well, if you've ever been to Norman, Oklahoma, you'll know why immediately he'll meet the exam. So have I. My wife went there. It's a cool little town, but, he's a kind of an East Coast guy. You might be able to pay him a little bit more. Recruiting's a little bit easier. He's doing well. I'm not saying that he would.
No,
leave,
I agree. I think there's some pros, but I just, realistically speaking, I just don't know if.
I don't know. It depends on how much money that they're willing to throw, right? Scott.
Of course. Said, everybody has the price.
To throw the money to get the right guy, but if they throw $7-8 million at him, hey, maybe. Is he worth it? I don't know. But that's not my call, right? It's not my money.
So. I got a question, Dan. Who are you starting at quarterback this week?
I think Malik Zaire. I think you give it a shot. I think you run something different with him. I don't think that they ran him well last week. I think that he did a fine job with the offense. I think you give him the ball to run. I mean, at the end of the day, as much as we want to say this season's a wash and they're going to probably lose a few, they're probably not going to make a bowl, you still want to try to make it just so you can get those extra practices, get those extra guys, or get those extra practices for those guys that are going to play next year, right?
Yeah.
I think Felipe Franks' confidence is completely shot. I think a new coach might be able to come in and teach him and coach him up a little bit more. But, dude, I think the guy looks lost out there. And I don't think that he's not capable. I think he just looks lost out there, right? He's been, you know, having – you know, wide receivers not open. He's missing them. He's throwing interceptions. He's getting sacks. He's making bad decisions. I think his confidence is lost, man. So I think you try to roll with Zaire as long as you can. Try to make a run for a bowl game and try to make it happen. I think he's your best shot right now. That's not the future, but you have to try to make a bowl game.
Yeah. But don't you think you got to find out what you got in Frank? I mean, so do you think this is the end of Frank's for the year, or you're just saying – go with Malik this week and then see what happens?
I think he's done for the year, man. I think you've seen what you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. I think it's a confidence issue. I think he's gotten worse confidence-wise every game since the Michigan game. He came out real confident against Michigan. I didn't think he had a terrible game. They benched him for Zaire. And then from there, outside of a couple of plays here and there, man, he's really kind of looked lost out there. So you know what you have when he comes in. And I think he did okay against the third string Missouri players last week, and against Georgia, but at the end of the day, you have to roll with a guy that you think might get you some points and score some points in offense. I'm not sure Malik Zaire is going to do much better, but you know, at the end of the day, I think he's got a little bit more confidence in his ability to score points and get the team moving. The tempo's better. It seems like he understands the offense just as well as Frank did, which is a little scary because he's only been in for, 4 months compared to a year and a half, or almost 2 years now. But that's what I would do.
Hey, given the chance, you think Muschamp runs it up this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I see no reason why not. He's still trying to fight for a better bowl game. I mean, they're, 6-2 right now? So there's going to be some competition for them to be in those, mid-major bowl games. So he's going to want to score points. They lost last year to Austin Appleby, and I think anybody's going to be pissed if they lose to Austin Appleby. So he's going to probably try to score as much as he can. They still have a good team. They got a great offense, which is something I tweeted last week, right? Like, Will Muschamp is not a good coach, in my opinion. I think he's learning, and I think he learned a little bit from his time at Florida. Mm-hmm. But it goes to show you, if you have a good quarterback and you have a quarterback that you trust to make good decisions, you're going to be a lot better football team than you maybe as a coach, right? So I think that's been Florida's issue. They just haven't been.
I don't even know if they're a good team. Like, what is South Carolina offense? They're probably ranked in the hundreds too, bro. I don't think they're good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they're a little bit better. they're not great. No, but by any stretch of the imagination, not great. But I think that they're doing better than Will Muschamp is as a head coach. But it was weird. The timeline was asking questions about whether they should bring Muschamp back. It's kind of it was a weird week. It's been weird.
That's a weird demographic of people. I haven't seen that one done. That's crazy.
Hey Dan,
yeah, I got rid of him as soon as possible.
Dan, I don't know if this is your lane, but did you see as we're speaking right now, Florida wide receiver commitment Jamar Chase has decommitted.
I did not see that. It's no surprise. If I was him, I would have probably decommitted 5-6 weeks ago. I think he might be.
Yeah, it'd be a couple more.
He's an ex-coaches, but
it'll be some.
I mean, if you're a 4 or 5 star wide receiver, until Florida can prove that they can throw the ball, as much as there might be opportunity and as much as we might say it's a talent issue, I wouldn't come to Florida right now. I mean, if Scott Frost comes and maybe you're able to build that relationship, then come and try to figure it out and try to be that guy and be that.
But Dan, you're talking about a kid that's probably going to end up flipping to LSU who throws the ball about 12 times a game.
No, it's not going to be. It's not going to be LSU.
Where do you think he's going to go?
A&M or OU?
Yeah. TCU still in the picture. I don't follow recruiting as much.
TCU, it's not going to be LSU.
I mean, even if he did go to LSU, I mean, that's more of a pride thing, I think.
Right.
Because he's from Louisiana.
I know those kids. Those kids, they do. That's what I was getting at. They do.
But if I'm a wide receiver, I go to OU. I go to a school that's going to throw the ball. I mean, I know they're losing.
Tell you, Riley's hot out there right now. That's
if
the buzz,
I'm going to FAU, if I'm a wide receiver.
Well,
if you're like a 2-star with a high ceiling, you're not no 4 or 5-star going to no fucking FAU.
But if I was a wide receiver, if I was a high school recruit, that's what I'd be. I'd be a 2-star with a high ceiling.
Nah.
And Jew, you get two surprise innings. Jew, dog, so Boca would be perfect for you. You wouldn't go to FAU.
Oh, definitely.
You would.
Right in. Right in Boca Raton. That's right, man.
Half the damn team's probably Jewish.
Nah, that whole team's black.
Yeah, they got Devin Singletary. He's got like 20-something touchdowns right now. He was a Big Ten back, man. I don't know how the fuck they kept him there.
From the crib.
Yeah, American Heritage. Del Rey.
Damn, it's Country Music Awards on. We fucking up your night, bro?
Hell yeah, you did. I was in the middle of watching it, man.
No, my bad, dog. Well, hey, yeah, no, I want to ask you this question before we get to it. We're rolling into the holiday season. Does Billy Ray Cyrus or, like, Garth Brooks, they got Christmas albums and shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Garth Brooks definitely does. Definitely. You want me to send you a copy? Or?
Yeah, please, to the whole pod.
I got iMusic. Apple Music, so I got everybody's shit. So.
I doubt Billy Ray Cyrus got one, though, bro, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I don't
doubt it.
I might, but fuck. Who was he popping?
You can make so much money off a Christmas album. Everybody has a Christmas album these days, man.
Yeah. I might drop
I hope Kodak Black makes one.
We're going to big three roll up Christmas album coming soon.
I can see it. I can see it.
So who got country music video of the year?
I don't even think they're there yet, man. The only thing that I care about is watching Eric Church win.
I look at your TV right now.
You guys to listen to that. I know that you guys watch and listen to. I'm sure TJ's watching right now. That's why he's not talking. Garth Brooks, entertainer.
And we don't let him talk. That's another reason.
Right.
He's in a sweatshop.
Right. Josh, you're not particularly sassy tonight. What's going on, bud?
Oh, no, we're doing SaaS-free shows,
TV.
Man.
You watching the Country Music Awards?
I can see it. It brings out the good energy in Josh. I got you.
Yeah. Pause your TV and count how many black people you see on the TV.
What?
There was one. Tyler Perry was on there.
There's only white people watching movies.
I'm like, it's funny. Tyler Perry walked out. I asked my wife. I'm like, damn, why is Tyler Perry everywhere? And then he comes out. He talks about Charles Ride. And then he leaves. And then he's gone. He disappeared. And he's going to go probably be on 37 other TV shows tonight. I don't know what the guy does, but, man, he pumps out, like, 37 movies a year. And guys everywhere, man.
Tyler Perry's definitely got a fucking Christmas album.
Tyler Perry's like Ernest Goes to Camp, dog. He's like, no, remember Ernest? Ernest Goes to Jail. Ernest Goes.
Ernest had about 30 movies that I rented when I was a little kid.
Ernest Goes to Boot Camp.
Yeah, Ernest went everywhere.
Ernest Scared Straight.
That's Madea.
Don't give Tyler Perry ideas, man. He's gonna make an Ernest Meets Madea movie. Don't even give him ideas.
Ernest died like 5 years ago. So.
Ernest was the real one.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Ernest helped raise me, bro.
Hey, man, if they can make a Tupac hologram, they can make an Ernest hologram. Man.
And you know Ernest was high in all of those films.
Hell yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single one. Was Whack like the classic up. One, Ernest Goes to Camp? Like, that's the one I remember. Was that like
That's the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the original ones. And then he started going everywhere.
And then it went downhill from there.
Yeah. It was. And that didn't really start that far uphill, so. But I remember my parents would always get me one whenever I'd have a babysitter, like in the 80s, like the be a different Ernest VHS and a pizza from Papa John's or Little Caesars.
Oh, and we always
used to have Little Caesars, man. They probably got you some crazy bread too.
Yeah, it was always the Little Caesars, the side by side, the squares.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Every A that you brought home.
Yeah, right.
You probably did book it too, didn't you?
No, but that was – tell me the book fair wasn't, like, the best day of elementary school.
This is about to be the whitest thing that's ever said on this show. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It was, man.
I used to look forward to the book fair. Not really, but that shit was great, man. Be able to get out of class, get the same shit that your parents gave you, keep the extra change, ask them what you bought, and you're like, oh, it's
and it was
thing.
Crap, too.
Yeah, you're pocket like $20.
You used to keep your parents' change?
Yeah, I used to just buy like I would buy like fighter jet calendars. I would never buy any books or anything.
You better not spend Miss Knowles money at no goddamn store. Bring all that shit back.
They would give me like $25, so I could buy what you want, and then I'd buy a couple things, make it look like I spent money, and then I'd pocket the extra $20.
Rest.
I was rich.
The same shit in fifth grade.
You know
grade.
How much $20 was?
Yeah.
When you were in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter just had her book fair. We gave her $20, but my wife works at the school, so she was able to monitor what the fuck she bought. She didn't buy no, like, fucking calendars and shit, bro. She bought books.
No, I bought a little weed and doubled my money by the end of the day.
That's a Jewish thing to do.
I was hanging out with my neighbors, bought a new house. I was hanging out with my neighbors the other day for Halloween. It's the first time we had. They had a little block party. We live at the end of the street, and I was telling this like 10-year-old kid, because I guess he's in fourth grade or whatever. If anybody
block party is this?
Just the white block party, man. We just drank beer. Kids came by.
10-year-old was there. I was like, what the fuck? 10-year-old block party?
No,
it was Halloween, bro. It was trick or treating.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man, the hood, we say block party. It get a little ignorant, bro. I'm just trying to...
No, this wasn't ignorant at all. I mean, we were drinking beer. There's some whiskey. But outside of that, man, we were keeping it. I mean, we were out by 9:30, right? So I'll never forget, man. It reminded me. And this kid comes back with, like, two pillowcases full of candy. There's a bunch of warheads in there. I'm like, man, I'll never forget. The first time I ever got in trouble, and remember how I said this is the whitest thing ever, whitest conversation ever, it's about to get real white. I'll never forget the first time I ever got in trouble in school was because I was selling warheads for a quarter in class and causing a disruption. I had to go down to the principal's office and return everybody.
Yeah, nigga, move that
the first question I asked was, can I have my warheads back? And she's like, no. And then my parents had to come to school and pick me up.
She took your work, bro.
I mean, that's like asking the cop for your drugs back, bro. That's confiscated.
Yeah, that's your work, bro. It's gone. You got to re-up.
I'm just trying to be an entrepreneur, and they're stifling me, man.
All right, Dan. Yo, give the people your Twitter handle, your podcast, whatever else you got going on. Tell the people where they can find you.
Yeah, don't do a podcast. On Twitter, DK_Thompson, probably the 15th or 20th best Gator person to follow on Twitter at best. But definitely worth checking out.
Right behind Gator Critic.
Yeah, right behind Gator Critic and just above Kevin Johnson. outside of that, I put some decent stuff out there. But outside of that, man, I do some stuff for Gator Country about once a week. But outside of that, I'm just a normal dude, man. So
we appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hold on, wait, before you go, we got to get a prediction on give us a prediction on Miami and Notre Dame first. What are you thinking there?
I think it's a close one. I had to do it in my pick 'em. I had 28-26 Notre Dame. But after watching Miami, I think they're a much better team than I was giving them credit for at the beginning of the year. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them win. I don't think that they're getting enough credit. I think that they're probably number 6 in the country right now. If they beat Notre Dame, they should definitely be top 4. But, I got Notre Dame just squeaking by, and I hate that because I hate Notre Dame. So I've got 28-26. But I don't know. I'll probably change my mind 37 or 38 times before Saturday like you do.
So I'll throw something on Twitter. It's all about the feeling. It's like whatever you're feeling in the moment, just go with it.
Yeah.
It's okay. I made that okay. All right, so – the other game I want you to predict, the Fighting Randy Shannons go up against Muschamp's Mad Men. Who do you got winning that one?
2-0, Will Muschamp.
Nice.
Fair enough. No. We're going 2-0. We're going 2-0, man. You might hit it.
Fine. That's what I'm feeling right now. That's what I'm feeling right
mark
now.
Mark the tape, DJ. When UF wins 2-0, this man's going to go viral. So
is that when I get my my intro music?
Yeah. You got to do something significant.
Yeah. Nah, you gotta put some country on this shit. Hey, you probably gonna want the Nelly country song. Who Nelly did that song with? That's what you want for the intro.
Yeah, Florida Georgia Line Nelly. Absolutely, that's exactly who I am. So either do that or do like the really old Hank Williams.
It was Tim McGraw, like, Florida Williams Georgia Line.
Say what?
Did Nelly do 2 country songs?
Well, he did. Didn't probably. He do the one with Tim McGraw? Tell.
Yeah, Tim McGraw. Then he did one with Florida Georgia Line. I didn't never knew about that.
Yeah, he remade Cruise.
Dan, you think Riley Cooper goes to Nelly's concerts, country concerts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So weird.
And he uses the ER for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
We know that.
Kind of guy, that's the kind of guy he was. They're good times. Next time you ever want to go to a country music concert, I'll give you guys a couple of ideas. There's more.
Yeah, be sure to hit you up.
Got cushion there, baby, at every Eric Church concert. So.
Big cushion there. All right, dog. All right. Big cushion there. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Right. Hey, we are out here,
fellas. I'll see you guys later.
All right, man.
All right, Dan.
Look, I went to a Tom Petty concert over the summer.
I thought you were going to say over the weekend. I was like, you're lying, Kev. You're lying.
That's not even country. There was Big Kush in there, dog.
Buffalo, oh, yeah, of course.
There are Big Kush in there. I believe that. I think any concert, there's Big Kush in there.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't care who it is.
Fire that shit up. Kirk Franklin shit going on. Hey, man. Pop the joint, bro.
Yeah. Yo, y'all want to go ahead and get Sherm on and get these shitty-ass picks from Sherm? Hey, where did he go last week?
Probably 0-10.
All right, we'll just ask him. Because
y'all try my dog. Y'all try my dog out here a little bit.
Yo, we're back, and we're to the part of the show where we have a guy named Sherman on the show that does shitty picks. Sherman, there?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sherm, can you bless the podcast with some more of your picks? Oh, wait, mm-hmm. Let's recap last week. How'd we do, first of all?
3-2.
3-2. Okay. Right. So that means you got 3 right and 2 wrong. That's a first for you.
Dog, yeah,
that injury report came back to bite me.
Mm.
Everybody mm-hmm. played.
All right. So
are you eating Halloween candy or some shit? Yeah,
sounds like candy.
My bad.
Shitty picks and shitty candy from Sherm.
Jolly Rancher from my cup.
Oh, man. All right, Sherm. So what are we looking at this week? Who do you like? What are the picks? Go for it.
I'm actually going to pick 2 of the big 3, which I'm 0-7 this year if I pick with them or against them. I'm going to pick them this week.
Right. Sherm curse. Here we go.
Yeah, it's the Sherm curse, and it's real. But I'll start with the first 3 that I'm not going to do it, and I'll go quick for you because, yeah, whatever.
My ADD.
Kentucky's at Vandy. Kentucky's getting 2.5. Sorry, Mason, not this time, little buddy. Kentucky's going to go ahead and cover that. I just don't see any way. They're going to have to run it. I like the quarterback, Johnson. I like the running back for Kentucky. I like the 2.5. I'm going to pick them up. Here's one completely off the grid. Middle Tennessee State is playing the Charlotte 49ers. The Charlotte 49ers are the worst team in college football. They got beat by Old Dominion last week. Yes, Old Dominion. They're 1-8, but here's the funny part about Charlotte. They haven't given up a touchdown in, I believe, 7 quarters. That's what I'm pretty sure. They're at home. Middle Tennessee State is a team that's, you know, trying to win out, and I just think the under of 50, it looks really, really good. I'm going to go to the well with Michigan. They're at Maryland. Peters again. Maryland's defense is giving up about 40 a game, all right, in the past 4 weeks, and I don't think Michigan is going to give up 3 touchdowns. They're laying 16.5. Go ahead and take Michigan. And now we'll get to the 2 fun ones. Kev, which one you want first, UF or Miami?
Miami.
You want Miami? Mm.
Yeah. He's asking for it.
All right. No. I mean, I don't blame him. I'm on this Miami bandwagon. All right, Notre Dame -3 at Miami. I got a little bit longer than this one. I just want to know something, Kev. How come your whole fan base cries about every little fucking thing on this earth? I hear all this Catholics versus convicts, but I don't see Newberg when they call them criminals. They don't say shit about them.
No,
Kev just had a whole Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter rally on.
Yeah, he says it's all racially motivated.
It is.
What's racially motivated about it?
No,
I don't know. You're calling a team. Personal. You're calling a team with 0 arrests, convicts. I don't know. You tell me.
But who's calling them that besides yourselves? That's what it was called back in the day.
It made up by Notre Dame.
Made up by Notre Dame. All right. Well,
absolutely. Is it Notre? It was a Notre Dame student who made the shirt. Go watch the 30 for 30, bro.
Oh, no, I'm good. Google. I'm ESPN too liberal for me. Listen, convict's name. To be honest with you, would you rather be a Catholic? I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, let's think about that. I mean, Catholics, they pray, you know, any religions, nothing. I heard you guys refer to me about the race stuff, but Catholics be like, you know, thanking Urban Meyer's mom for the national championships. Like, no, I just ain't with that. But all right, so let's go. Let's dive right into it.
Or like you got people like Feinbaum to go on TV and say that Miami should have had the death penalty for putting a turnover chain, but he's glad Penn State's back. You know what I'm saying? That's not racially motivated.
He's a professional.
He said that?
Yeah.
He should get a death penalty for the chain?
Well, he said they should have got the death penalty.
He's Danny Cannell.
I thought you said death penalty for the chain. I was like, what the fuck going on?
Well, no, I didn't say for the chain, but I mean, for what, though? Boat parties?
I don't know, dog.
But he said Penn State, Miami's a black eye on college football, but he's glad Penn State's back. That's racially motivated.
Baby Sean King, a.k.a. Kale.
That shit's racially motivated, bro.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, yeah. All right. Well, let's start into the game. I'm going to pick it apart real quick. Malik Rozier, everyone is going to point to his 19 touchdown passes, but when you look in depth, it's his feet that have been making the plays. 295 yards on the ground. And then the way I look at it is he's only averaging 8.3 yards an attempt, and he completes at about 56%. The real MVP for Miami to me is Berrios. I think he has Belichick creaming. Not even trying to be funny. I think Belichick's really, really excited right now. You know, Berrios does all the right things. He's the first one in, last one out. The real grinder. You know, what do you got to say? He gives 110%, heck of a motor. Yeah, just a Belichick player, you know what I mean?
He's a heady football player, bro.
There you go.
High football IQ.
Fundamentally sound.
Back to the racial, but in all seriousness, when it comes to stopping the run, Notre Dame's pretty fucking impressive. I'm going to go to the common game here that I guess we have to draw a comparison to. And Notre Dame only rushed for 55 yards against Georgia.
Nah, what's your score, bro?
Hold on. This is what I'm trying to say, though. Their running back, remember, I pointed to Bryce Love, and then I said Josh Adams. He's averaging 8.7 a carry. Miami allowed 5.2 for Cuse. Georgia Tech had 4. FSU had 4.7. I know they showed up against Virginia Tech. Miami has forced 4 turnovers in the past 4 games. But, Cinderella is midnight. I think the Miami run defense is atrocious. They're 11th in the ACC out of 14 teams in this quarterback and this running back. They're not going to make the mistakes that Virginia Tech did. And I think a lot of steam's coming in on Miami. I'm going to take Notre Dame -3. And I'm going to post a ticket for everyone to see. I'm gonna put a stack on that one.
Put a stack on the big sir.
And then I got UF in South Carolina.
Sherm, how much money have you lost betting against Miami this year, dog?
I've lost quite a bit of money betting against Miami this year, but I'm going to get a little bit back this time. I've actually lost a lot of money on my own team. I lost the most on Florida State. I was suckered into a halftime bet one time. I was like, man, they definitely got to win this one, and then it just didn't go my way. But this time I win, man. I'm not trying to – here's the funny thing, though, Kevin. I am going to say this. Notre Dame has to win out. This is a de facto playoff game. They don't have the conference championship. You guys still get to come back around and play Clemson.
Miami's got to win out too, though. Yeah, they won't let a one-loss Miami team in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If Miami doesn't need this game like Notre Dame needs this game.
This is a playoff elimination game for both teams.
I sincerely disagree. I think if Miami loses this one and they play a one-loss Clemson team, they can still get in. But I'm going to get back to this one. UF's playing South Carolina. I've never never seen a UF team lay down. The offense was supposed to change. I don't know. Maybe the players aren't good. Depth could be a factor. Not unified, not disciplined. I don't think we're going to even beat UAB with the way we're looking out here. I think this is revenge. Muschamp's licking his chops. I'm going to play the revenge factor here. I don't know where we're going with the coaching search at this point. I think we're kind of fumbling a little bit. They want up-tempo. I don't think we can run a 4-minute offense, let alone 7 seconds or less. I don't know what we're going to do, but I'm going to tell you right now, I like South Carolina. I like them big. And I took South Carolina against Georgia last week, and I think they covered with ease, and I think this time Bentley tears us apart. Easy.
Easy money. I just did. I'm hitting up my bookie right now. All right, sure, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Kev, how you feeling, man?
Feeling good, man.
He's not buying in yet, but he will soon.
I'm feeling good.
I think he is buying in. I think he is.
Yeah, they're not coming down here to win it, bro. They ain't coming down here and winning.
We'll see.
All right, man. We'll see. I'll post my ticket. Oh, yeah. All right, T. See y'all later.
All right,
bro. See ya. All right. You guys ready to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, it's a wrap, dog. Another big 3 roll up, big cushion, big vibes. I got to get me a goddamn coach, man. What y'all learn today? Cab, what'd you?
Oh, I learned that. Shit. Travis Johnson might be the coolest dude we've had on the podcast, man. Like, the coolest, like, hang out with and shit, maybe.
He cool as fuck.
I don't know, dog, but that shit was cool as fuck.
Yeah, that was.
You must have invested that money, bro. Now you just smoking cigars and drinking bourbon.
5 days. Silk, what'd you learn?
Man, that's like chain smoking cigars, dog, 5 a day.
I learned that TJ tried to set me up on today's podcast.
So
with the feds.
Oh yeah.
That's what I learned, bro. It's a setup. It's just a setup. Bird, what you learn today, bro?
I learned that you do not call Randall Hill officer. He is either special agent or federal agent Hill.
I'm calling nigga thrill, man. I ain't calling nigga all that shit, bro.
Alright, man. That was fun. See y'all next week.
Oh, what if you're fucking at the spot, dog, and fucking Randall Thrill Hill's motherfucking ass who ran into the Cotton Bowl, fucking come out shooting guns and shit, comes in your house like a fucking federal agent, bro. I'm like, bitch, you Randall Hill, bro.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, that'd be crazy.
Right?
Comes in doing the little pistol dance.
And, yeah. You know,
kicks the door in doing the pistol dance.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man.
Y'all great. Boys off the bone, man. All right, let's call it a night, dog.
All right. See y'all next week.
We out here.
We are out here. See you Sunday.